The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program, adapted from the original 12 Steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 1 of the addiction recovery program.
My name is Karen, and I'm a recovering drug addict.
Hi, Karen.
And I feel really humbled to be here tonight and to be among such incredible, strong people. My story is a little bit different, but I know that we're exactly the same inside, which is kind of the funny thing about addiction, I think. But I grew up in a really strong Christian home and never partied and never used drugs and never smoked, never did anything. Went on a mission, got married in the temple, did all the stuff that we were supposed to do, and I never had an issue with any of this stuff until in my 30s, and I was a nurse at the time, working full-time nights and going to school full-time days, working on my master's degree. And my husband wasn't working, and I prayed for probably 4 or 5 years that I would be able to stay home with my kids. I had 4 young kids at home, and I really, really just wanted to be a stay-at-home mom, and that prayer wasn't answered. And I, right at that time, I had a miscarriage and was given some narcotics to deal with that, and that's when I realized that the drugs helped me for something other than physical pain. And as a nurse, I was a charge nurse in a very busy hospital unit. It very quickly progressed to IV narcotics that I got from the hospital. And I honestly did not think I had a problem the entire time I was doing it, which is just ridiculous thinking about it now. I mean, step one, I would have been the last person to admit that I had any problem over this and that I was managing my life quite well until those dumb people fired me and made me go to get some treatment. And so unlike a lot of you that quit because you thought it was just time, well, I had to quit against my will, and I was not ready to quit, and I did not feel like I had a problem. As far as I was concerned, I was controlling it very well, and that's not true. I was using more IV opiates than the largest doses of heroin that you can get on the street, but it was fine for me, I thought. But I went to rehab. I went through the motions, and I wasn't using, and I thought I was cured. But I still wasn't being honest with myself or admitting that I had a problem. I got out of treatment. I had 4 or 5 months clean until the first time I stumbled upon some pills, and I had never really been a pill abuser, so I figured this really wasn't my problem, so it's probably all right if I just go ahead and take these. And shortly, very quickly, got into trouble again. And this was 6.5 years ago that this happened. And it was 6.5 years ago when I started attending the LDS recovery meetings. When I got in trouble that second time with the pills, and the nursing board made me go back to rehab for the second time, it was then that I finally fell on my knees and said to my Heavenly Father, it doesn't matter what the drug is, it doesn't matter what the substance is, or alcohol or whatever, it doesn't matter. I will do it in excess, and it is completely out of control for me, and I need help. And I, at that point, I surrendered basically my will to him and said, I can't do this. And I realized that I was powerless over this addiction. I was powerless over these substances. So it definitely has not been all roses and candy the whole way, but have had ups and downs for sure. But I firmly believe that if we can't do step one, if a person can't thoroughly do step one, they might as well not go on, because at least in my experience, and I've been coming for a long time, well, I feel like it's a long time, not as long as some of you, but I feel like if you can't do that, if you can't admit that this isn't acceptable and that this is unmanageable, you really needn't move on. In fact, I've been talking to a friend of mine who's been on and off and on and off for years, and strong LDS man who used to be in the bishopric, and he just can't quit these drugs, and he's progressed to the street drugs and everything. And I said to him just the other day, just what it says in this book that we read, that we have to become willing to abstain. And that is, if we don't have that desire, we don't recognize that need to stop, it's not going to do us any good. And we have to become willing to make that step. And I know how hard that is. I experienced that myself. I was on such high doses of medications, definitely enough to kill a normal person. About 25 times the normal adult IV dose is what I was taking at the end. And I am so happy today to be free from that, because it was a living hell. And I attribute my clean life and my new life now to my Father in Heaven and to Jesus Christ. It's interesting that it talks in here about how we plunged into greater and greater isolation, separating ourselves from others, especially from God. It took a while for me to realize that I had separated from him, and that I had prayed all this time that he would answer this prayer of mine, and I felt like he had abandoned me and that he wasn't listening to me, and that so therefore I'm just going to go do this and numb the pain. But I realized I was very fortunate and didn't have any legal entanglements, so I felt very blessed for that, and other windows have opened constantly along my recovery way as doors have closed, and have a very successful career now, and am still working in nursing, just in a different part of nursing, and almost done with my doctorate degree. So I'm just really grateful that the Lord has given me not only a second chance, but I can't even count how many chances he's given me, because he has changed my life, and he has changed me, he has changed my nature, and there's just not words that can express what my Savior has done for me. I wish I could put it into words, but I can't. I know that our Savior lives, and that he is real, and that he took upon us our sins as well as our infirmities and our suffering and our struggles and everything else that we do. And I'm so grateful for my life. And I say that in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The full episode for Step 1 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.